talked about this once before, and I cried so hard that day. And it kind of reminded me of, it's just sort of subject along the lines of daddy buying his daughter boobs. Just really grim about it.
Yes.
And just sort of, you don't even know how to address it. It's just so awkward. But somebody wrote Dr. Ruth yesterday and said, and I need to remember as soon as I read the letter, is there anything a man can do to avoid getting erections during an examination by a doctor?
Our doctor's in the paper yesterday.
Yeah, our doctor's offended by this. This is to Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth's answer is, this is really funny, too.
You know, there's erections that men get in the morning just because they have to pee.
First of all, how is Dr. Ruth going to know the answer to that?
She studies these things.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I understand a man might worry. I also suspect it doesn't happen very often. A medical exam is not the sexiest of circumstances. Hey, anything can be sexy if you're a guy.
Not only that,
if there's a strange hand on your dick, I mean, it could be a guy's hand if you're not looking or you're...
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the guy might just pop a boner just because he's afraid he's going to pop a boner.
Well, exactly.
It's like, don't pop a bone, don't pop a bone, don't pop a bone. Oh, I pop a bone! You know, and you're, where your body goes against you no matter what you think.
Or be like, God, his hands are really soft for a guy.
You know, Julie, oh, God, yo! Exactly. Then you're sitting in the waiting room waiting for the doctor to come along, and you're just sitting there in the quiet waiting room, you know, just once they bring you into the exam room, and you're sitting there on that paper sheet going, God, I can't pop a boner. Can't pop a boner. Don't pop a boner. My dick's moving. Stop it. Stop it. My dick's moving. Squid it. It's starting to inflate. No, not now. No, 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 no. Let's see. What do I got to do today? I got to go to the store. I got to pick up some of the grocery store. Pick up. Oh, God. Wait a minute. What if I pop a bone? Don't pop a bone. Top up. Don't pop. Don't pop. Don't pop. Don't pop. You're popping.
Next thing you know, the doctor walks
fear.
In. And everything's fine. It's like, I'm not going to get a boner with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the hot nurse comes behind him with a chart. And she looks over at you, looks right at that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he smiles a little bit. It's like, holy crap. And next thing you know, like, it's inflating!
Exactly. Plus, if you can't get
her out of your mind, your mind's actually messing with you.
And the damn thing of it is, too, she may have walked in there taking your blood pressure and your pulse and all that sort of thing and then told you to take your pants off and sit on the sheet nude. The doctor will be in a minute. And then she walks out swinging her little perfect little ass behind her nurse uniform, and there you are, nude on a paper sheet, in danger of a boner.
313-298-WRIF. Boners popped in the medical world. Maybe that you popped, or if you're a nurse or a doctor. We talked about this one day. It was probably about a year and a half ago, and I swear I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. But
yeah, it was very funny.
Dr. Ruth, this is interesting. This is another thing perhaps somebody could help us with. She answers, well, I understand a man might worry. I suspect that doesn't happen very often. As for what a man could do, I suggest he find some mental image that absolutely turns him off. Men who have this worry should give themselves erections and experiment until they find one thought that makes it disappear quickly.
Actually, practice killing your own bone. That's quite a theory.
You know what that reminded me of? This is really funny because I never imagined this sort of thing when I was like, 12, 13. You don't think about stuff like that. And this guy was a couple years older than me was talking about the prematurity problem.
Yes.
And I didn't really know what he was talking about.
Right.
Because I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
I really wasn't there. But I was, of course, interested in, because I knew it was just around the corner. And he said that every time he wanted to avoid that sort of thing, he would think of his dad's butt.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that means, but I didn't really get it at all. And ironically,
it must be just such a despicable thought.
Well, a couple years later, his dad was an assistant baseball coach, and he was getting dressed in the locker room, and I saw his dad's ass.
You saw his dad's butt?
With a jock strap on, and it was like a real fat ass gross. I think his dad's butt was just like pulled out of left field.
I don't think
it was really because his dad's butt was, anything terribly repulsive.
And the guy standing next
to the other middle-aged man's butt.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you remember, that's the thing that was going to kill that guy's bone. Meanwhile, the guy standing next to you, looking at his dad's butt, just popping a boner. It's like, so much for that.
The funny thing is, I ended up adopting his dad's butt as a turn-off image.
Can you close your eyes and see that man's butt right now?
I could. I actually could.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
no.
This is a negative image. It's not like I'm turned on by it.
Oh, you had to memorize this guy's butt.
Later in life, you liked it.
See, that's just it. When you memorize something, you remember it forever.
Or if once you think of that guy's butt now, you think of all the hot ass you used to get. When you were thinking about it.
Yeah, then you start seeing...
And then you start popping bones every time you think of his ass.
Yeah, because you see his ass thrusting on top of some hot chick. You just see his butt just like in thrusting pelvic movements.
No, no. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, man. Good. You popped one?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I went in to have an ultrasound down on the guys down there.
Yeah.
And, so the whole time I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's going to be a chick. This is going to be really awkward.
Yeah.
So, you know, she comes in and she's like, okay, drop your pants, sit on the table. I'm like, okay. She's like, I need you to lift your penis off your guy.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
bag.
Oh boy. So I lift it off and then, you know, she's rubbing the gel.
Oh yeah.
But she's on one side and she has to reach over to do the other side.
Yeah.
You know, she's brushing up against it.
On purpose. Yeah, and the thing of it is, it's a hot liquid they put on there, too.
Yeah, so it's
all
like,
warm. And
so all I'm doing is thinking, please don't pop one. Please don't pop one. And just, you know, I can feel it going. I'm like, oh, no. But then all of a sudden, the room next to me, they're doing something to some old lady, and she's just screaming bloody murder. And all I could think of is I'm in some bad horror porno movie. Or
so did you ever reach full potential or no?
No.
You died?
Thanks.
Yeah, the screams killed it off.
Wow. Oh, fortunate. Very fortunate.
Was the nurse hot?
Yeah, she was pretty good looking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That makes it awfully tough.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think she'd be a little more careful not to brush up against
it? Well, they do it on purpose. That's what happened to me.
You had an ultrasound recently.
Yeah, I got an ultrasound.
Did you pop one?
Halfway? Yeah, oh, yeah.
What made it not go full-time?
The fact that I kept going, no. I went through that panic. But that's just...
Were you yelling out loud?
In my head, the noise was deafening.
It would be really funny if you yelled out loud.
So right now, there's a nurse out there who could describe in exact detail your half-on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because they had to unbuckle your pants. It was like this full, you know, this... full pelvic abdominal ultrasound thing, so they get your pants unbuckled, the whole bit. Then they go that liquid all over the place. And
that hot gel?
You should have tried stuffing it in something, like that guy in that one DVD we were watching that was half.
Oh, yeah.
Marshmallow. Like, man.
Marshmallow in the coin slot.
Yeah. Where it bends at a weird angle.
Yeah, and then it finally boils over an hour later. Didn't it boil over? Yeah, it did.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going,
Bob? How you doing?
Doing all right.
Did you pop one or almost pop one?
Oh, big time. About 5 or 6 years ago, I had to get a physical for a job. So I'm sitting in front of the little doctor's office, and the nurses are talking about how they hated this lady doctor. So I'm just sitting there relaxing, waiting for my turn. And I look over and I see the sexy older doctor coming in and out of the room. You know, she's got like this white coat on and a nylons and a mini skirt. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So then I get in the room and I take, you know, I get undressed, I get the robe on, and she's checking on my ears and nose and my chest and, you know, giving me the whole physical thing. And when she goes to check my ears, she goes outside and turns the light off in the room. So the room's pitch dark.
No.
And she comes back in and she's got just a little, you know, flashlight to check out my ears, and she's walking towards me, and I'm thinking, I'm gonna scoot over, you know, so she'll reach for the table but grab me, you know.
Yeah.
And it could have been a straight out of a porno movie.
Yeah, because like right away all of a sudden you saw the whole fantasy just run right out right there, and next thing you know you're popping one.
But did she ever do like a cough test or something?
I don't know, what's that?
Well, did you actually pop one?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Oh, you did pop
and
one.
And you were naked?
She had to give me the check for a hernia.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, well, you had it a boner?
Right.
And what'd she say? Or what'd she do?
She didn't say too much of nothing. She's just kind of looking at me, and I just... She was done, and I got dressed, and that was about the end of it.
No.
I didn't say too much about it. I just had a kid, and... That's kind of with my son's mom, and kind of let the fantasy fizzle right there.
For a second, I thought he was going to say, yeah, next thing you know, she's bent over. And
that's what I thought he was
going to
say. Next thing you know, she's going down on it.
Let's see. Our next caller shall remain nameless. Hello, mystery caller.
What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How about if I call you, let's see. How about J-Lo? Since you want to go nameless, right?
Not quite, but I'm working on it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, J-Lo, what happened?
I work in a private practice, and we do x-rays, and, Jenny from the back. I have a little,
now I have a lot. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, a guy had to come in to have a pelvic x-ray, and the girl that did it is quite good-looking, so I can't blame the guy.
How old is she?
She's about 28. I think at the time she was about 26.
She sounds hot.
What was hot about her?
What was hot about her?
Yeah.
She was just a real cute girl. I mean, she was about 5'7", about 118.
Nice body.
Yeah, she had a real nice body.
Oh, yeah. 5'7", 118, wow. Ooh.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Anyway, so the guy had to have a pelvic x-ray, and she brought the x-ray back, and I mean, it was very, very clear, because the x-ray will show soft tissue.
You can see how hard he was in the x-ray?
And he was hard. You could tell on the x-ray that he just had popped a huge bone. And of course, we've got about 25 women in the office, and I walk back, and I see them all standing around giggling. I'm thinking, let me go left, and I turned around, and it was like, oh! It was hilarious. I felt so bad for the poor guy, but I mean, in his defense, he was huge.
So did you find that some of the girls in the office took the x-ray home with them?
Nobody actually took the x-ray home. Actually, we still have it.
Oh, really? Well, scan it over to us.
I can't do that. We keep all of our x-rays.
Oh, come on. I want to see a huge bone.
Oh, yeah. Scan it over so we know what you girls think is huge, so we know how we measure up.
You would, Mike. You would.
I don't like small penises. It's not going to work out. We're not going to be friends.
Well, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
You got a question for Mike?
Yeah, just wanted to know if he went to, I know he had all his stuff done at Beaumont. I was just wondering if it was the one on DeQuinder over there.
Oh, no, not that Beaumont. No, the other one, Royal.
Did you get a hard-on over on DeQuinder?
I had to do all I could not to, man. There's a hot little blonde over there.
Is that right? Yeah, I had a beautiful blonde myself.
About 40?
Oh, no, the one I had was like probably maybe 27 or so.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
Did the one you were with, did she make, was her penile contact?
It was right there. She what she did is laid a little towel across my dick so it wouldn't go. But that was kind of like constant pressure on it, so you had to not think, man.
You couldn't lift a washcloth up? You need to lift some weights.
Well, that's what they give you after they're all done, and smear that stuff.
I can hold a towel.
I want you to spank my boobies.
It was just pretty funny.
Yeah, they gave you the cloth afterward to clean yourself up.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Hey, Jim.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was 17 and playing hockey on where the team took a slap shot to the cup and broke my cup, put me in the hospital. And when they came in to do the surgery, I had this beautiful nurse come in and they started putting the shaving cream on there to shave. Next thing you know, it was there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a hot nurse?
For 17 years old, it was pretty embarrassing.
Was it like a good-looking nurse?
Oh, very good-looking nurse.
Oh, so what happened?
I closed my eyes to try and think about something else, just take my mind completely off it.
Right.
I feel this excruciating pain. She flicked it with her finger.
That's that technique. How dare she?
I went from instant pleasure to instant pain.
That's so rude. I can't believe they do that. It's like,
go down on it.
Can't you be humane and finish it? It would only take 2 seconds.
Yeah, really. Is it so much to ask to just finish it?
I mean, five strokes.
Listen, your dick is so wound up at that point. Your dick is ready to have a nervous breakdown.
Bet
they would try in no time.
Man, what a bummer. She was really hot.
Yeah, she was.
Man, a hot chick. Come on, she shouldn't do that.
She just hurt the thing.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, my next-door neighbor's, my buddy's wife's ultrasound tech, and she was telling me what their policy is. The guy just called and said something about it. They make everybody strap it down with a towel.
So strap it down? You're kidding.
They give them a written... We were talking all about it one night. They give them a written sheet and tell them what to do. They tell them to lift it off and put the towel on it and hold it down with both hands. I guess the tech, he's pretty high looking. I guess the tech got tired of getting hit in the forehead.
Well, you know what? I think they just know that if somebody just puts all that hot gel all over your balls and starts maneuvering all that sort of stethoscope thing, you know, whatever you call it.
That's what I told her.
That takes the ultrasound.
I said, you ever have to do that to me? I said, there's not, no doubt I'm popping chub.
How could you stop? I don't see how you can
tell your neighbor's wife.
Yeah, if they're sitting there doing that to your balls and she's a beautiful girl and all that, it seems like it's hopeless, but it looks like they know it's hopeless, so it's in
the written
instructions.
No doubt.
Man, wouldn't it be hot to talk to one of these ultrasound people or nurses who actually think it's really cool?
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And that they find no problem with just relieving the stress it's feeling.
Or just maybe wrap their hand around it for kicks once in a while.
Is that, honestly, a big problem to just sit there and just, like, you know,
if you're single,
let that thing throw?
Deal, is it?
Can't they make it throw just once?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to tell on them?
Nobody. Unless their boss comes in right when you...
Some old man. Some
seed pollen explosion.
It'd be really funny is, I can't believe anyone would have the balls to do this, but I'd love to get some in the phone who got one of those freak boners when, like, the male doctor was checking.
Well, see, that's the other thing.
You know what's happened.
Well, yeah, because you wonder if these guys, you know, I mean, if they're doing the balls thing and it's a guy, you know... Oh, God. Wouldn't that be... Oh, what would you do if
I'd
it was
move.
A guy?
I'd have to move.
Oh, my move? God. It would be a disaster.
I don't think you'd
have to move.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you'd do. I think you'd have to get up and run out of there.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, how's it going?
You're a nurse?
Yes, I am.
Are you a hot nurse?
I don't know.
You sound like it.
Yeah, she does sound cute.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's hot.
How tall are you?
I am 5'6".
5'6", how much you weigh?
About 130.
Nice. Oh, man, 5'6", one. Okay, and then what color hair?
What's your most attractive feature?
I got blonde hair and green eyes.
Wow.
Blondie.
How old are you?
24.
Oh, God, you're smoking
hot. No way you could put up a fight. My friend's dad's butt would never compete with that.
And you're sitting there running around in white 4-inch high heels and those white thigh-high nylons and the whole bit. Well, it'd be a dead man.
Of course, you have a boner story.
Yes, I do.
Several.
I was a group of us students were doing physicals, and we had to do male exams. And of course, there were volunteers that came in to do this for us. And I got probably the creepiest guy you could ever imagine.
Uh-oh.
He was like enjoying it way too much.
Oh, so he wasn't embarrassed by it. He was digging it.
Right, totally.
Oh, boy.
When did the boner come into play?
Well, actually, we couldn't really tell. He was really, really small. And and we were doing the exam, and it was really hard to feel everything because he was so small.
Oh.
And, like, halfway through, he stopped and said, I want to apologize because, you know, sometimes things happen when you're nervous and thought, like, I think he was, you know, insinuating he was getting a little excited.
Right.
And I couldn't even tell at all. So
yeah.
I just kind of brushed it off, like, okay, don't talk about it, you know.
Yeah, all right. Just let
and
me get through this.
He might have been just nibbling on, you know, just to see maybe in that 1 in 10 million to go, well, here, let me just take care of that. I'll just finish that for you.
Right.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right.
And then we had to do the other exam on the boys, you know, and he was like, can you tell me if you feel anything abnormal or anything unusual? Again, I was like, where do you want me to begin? But he had a fake testicle. And, so that was interesting.
Oh, how weird.
You know, wow.
You know, he wanted to, like, offer up the story of what happened, and I was like, no, that's okay.
I don't care what happened to your stupid balls, pal.
He was hoping.
Exactly.
So you keep your hands down there longer.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
So then, we were doing the end of the exam was the prostate exam.
And you're going to do that?
Milk the prostate?
Well, right, yeah.
I didn't think chicks did that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and,
Somebody's playing a joke on you at your office.
And so he was like, you know, a little bit.
I didn't even strap a finger on.
Oh, you got it. And I was like, get out of here. So then, okay, then it was over, and I was, like, so embarrassed. And
oh, my God.
Then he excused himself to the bathroom. That was, like, the funniest part.
So he finished?
Yeah, when we were done, he's like, excuse me now, I need to go use the restroom.
Oh, it was
three of us that had to do it, like, right in a row, this whole exam.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
Right. It was awful. It was, like, so bad.
I think that's terrible.
I bet that was not the only boner you've experienced, though.
Well, just an exam, you mean?
What should a guy do if he pops one? He's just so embarrassed. I mean, when it happens so much, it's like, what do you say to the girl, you know?
You're supposed to just continue on and not pay any attention to it. You're not even supposed to, like, address it, like, that it's happening.
Is that the etiquette? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It is very, well, for me, it's kind of uncomfortable. It's only happened to
me. Was there ever a time when you got just a little bit titillated when somebody started?
No, not at all.
Never? Is that right?
Just a nice-looking guy, and you're like, ooh, I get to see him naked. Huh?
Yeah.
No, they haven't been nice-looking guys, but...
Oh, okay.
So that's one problem right there. Well, honestly, I can't believe that they would make you as a woman like that do a process. I mean, that's terrible.
I'm gonna be a nurse practitioner, so we have to learn how to do it.
I'm gonna perform a procedure on you called milking the prostate. It's an anally induced ejaculation.
Is that what you say?
No, I do not.
As a matter of fact, maybe you could tell us, is that process for real? Can you actually do that?
Yeah.
That's true, huh?
Come on, you knew that.
And you know how to do that?
We don't. No. I don't do that.
You don't do that.
The only way you know how to do that is the other way.
But people can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You might do that to your boyfriend, huh?
No.
And not even on a good day, huh?
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Talk
All right.
To you.
See ya.
All right. She sounds like
a
beauty, huh?
Yeah, I'm still here, buddy.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
You're on the
Dave, you got a story?
Hello?
Yeah, I told you it once. Do you want to hear it again?
No, I don't think you were on the air before, Dave.
No, I wasn't on the air. You asked.
Yeah, now you're on the air. So
I'm sorry.
The idea is they talk to you before you're on the air to see if you have something to tell us. And then now you're on the air.
Hey, that's quick, buddy.
Okay.
It's Monday. Come on, give me a break.
All right.
Hey, I was like, wait a minute.
Somebody's not telling me something.
Hey, I went ahead of that.
Could you screen your callers and get some intelligent people out there to call?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Somebody's not telling me something.
Yeah, they're not telling me enough.
Something's going on, and somebody's not telling me something.
Go ahead, Dave.
Go on, Dave.
Okay, Dave, your turn for real. Go.
Anyway, they told me this. I had to shave before I had to go in for the procedure. So I said, okay, I'll shave it. I go home, shave, I get in there, and this nurse walks in, the hottest nurse I've ever seen in my life, walks into the room, and I thought it was an anesthesiologist. She lifts the sheet up. She goes, oh, you already did my job for me. Instant boner.
Oh!
And then she turns around and says, well, wait a minute. I'll wash it with Rogaine. Come on, 5 o'clock shadow or something here. Don't walk away now. She leaves, and the anesthesiologist, this fat, dorky, goofy-looking guy, he comes in. He sees the swelling under the sheet, and he thought I got excited for him.
Oh. Did you feel compelled to go, hey, by the way, this boner is not for you, okay?
This boner has a name on it. It's not
that was the first thing that's the first thing I said to him. I said, did you see that lady in here? He goes, oh, what lady? I was, oh, my God, now I got to explain it. So he goes, well, we're going to put you under. I was like, more or less, just kill me at this point.
Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, man.
That guy's running around telling people he gave this guy the biggest heart on.
Yeah, because he wasn't buying that story.
Mike. Mike? Randy.
Hey, Drew, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, bud? What happened?
Good. Yeah, I had a catheter done about a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and,
boy.
They didn't tell me I had a shave. So I'm in there, and, you know, he told me to get undressed and, you know, put on this shirt thing, and so I go ahead and do it, and this dude walks in with a razor and just smiles at me.
Oh God.
Oh, no. So I never looked at him, and he gets down there, and he starts shaving it, but he dry shaves it.
Gross.
Well, they're only doing one side, so I thought, and then the guy leaves the room, so I never looked him in the eye. He leaves, I look down, guy shaves a mohawk.
What? Oh, he gave you a mohawk?
He gave me a mohawk.
Next thing you know, the doctor thought you were kinky.
He got off.
The doctor thought you were kinky.
I'm like, oh, my God, I got one of them runways. It looks like a freaking mohawk.
And of course, the surgeon has no idea. The surgeon just assumes that you keep your pubes like that all the time.
Well, I mean, I felt him shaving on there, but I'm not going to watch him shave me. I didn't ever look him in the eye.
I know, you got so hard.
I looked down, I'm like, oh my, I told my wife about it. She's like, well, he did look kind of funny. I'm like, great.
The paperwork doesn't say anything about shaving when you went into the doctor. It just looks like you came in off the street like that.
He liked it so much, he probably kept it.
Yeah, still got the mohawk.
Yeah. It looks good on me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. What a bummer.
Yeah, you've got it there to this day.
Oh, wait, we have a boner from a male doctor. Hold on, DJ? DJ?
Hey, what's up?
You there?
Damn, wait. This guy popped a boner?
What happened?
All right, this is kind of embarrassing, but I think you can kind of tell where this one's going. I went in for a hernia check.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a male doctor. And I'm standing there, you know, he comes in the room, he's like, all right, I'm going to need to take off your pants, whatever. He walks out, he comes back in with a rolling chair, sits down in the rolling chair, and he's kind of examining him, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to have to bring in my assistant on this one. And as soon as he said it, I knew what was coming. In walks this hot, hot blonde.
What does he mean he's going to have to bring his assistant on this one?
Because he wasn't hard yet.
Yeah, as he rolls his chair up so that your balls are almost on his forehead.
I know. Well, first of all, I mean, so there's two people with my junk on total display. So he grabs another chair, sits down, and she's wearing one of those, like, blouses that, like, you know, when she was sitting down, I could see down it.
Oh, man.
Aww.
And,
Rash, you got some good reaction going?
They're doing that on purpose to you.
It was, like, 2 minutes. And all of a sudden, I heard the doctor do one of those, you know, uncomfortable kind of cough. And, you know, I wasn't even paying attention. I kind of looked down, and I was at full salute.
Oh!
And who, was it either one of them in contact with it?
They were both pretty close.
Oh, God, they're both sitting there looking at your erection.
Who touched it when it was, who touched it the last before it got hard?
She went in there and started inspecting it, so. It's all feeling around and stuff. I couldn't help it, you know. I looked down and I was so embarrassed.
Oh my God!
And would anything make it go down?
Oh well, eventually, yeah. I just kind of was like, sorry.
God,
what a drag!
When he gets out of hospital, he's still going to need a speech therapist.
So is he sitting there holding onto the ball? He's sitting there holding onto the balls while he's got. God, you didn't believe it.
I know.
See, what do you do with this stuff? This is the world of medical. I'm telling you, there's nothing more humiliating than medical stuff.
I think the doctor touched it last.
Do you?
I think so.
Just have a seat in the waiting room. I'll be with you in a minute.
All right, we got to get to Trudy in traffic and see if we can bring on some email stories as well. It's 19 after 9 o'clock at WRIF. Brought to you by